Marillion, and Kaylee. Probably named for Kaylee Carr. Or if they'd actually chosen to do something different and actually had much more sense and decided to actually focus on an actress who is just a truly wonderful person. And not only did she actually just get the call from her agent just a few hours ago saying, oh, you're actually in Scarborough, you're at the Stephen Joseph Theatre, you're doing stuff there, fancy doing a little radio piece. We are talking a true... Well, I mean, I hesitate to use the word startlingly wonderful, amazing phenomenon. Winner of Dancing on Ice, the quintessential Delilah Dingle. We're talking Hayley Tomadon. How are you, Hayley? How are you?
What a lovely introduction. Thank you very much.
Listen, the way you actually sort of set the world alight on ice, so to speak. Obviously, you weren't literally on fire, otherwise the ice would have melted. But, you know, that's just one of the many talents and skills you've actually brought to the world.
Oh, thank you. That's so lovely.
Scarborough is not worthy, to be honest. And I say that from a studio in Lincoln. But there we are. Fantastic stuff there.
You're not too far away from Scarborough. What are you, a couple of hours?
You see, this is what we appreciate about the quality. Quite right. In fact, you could probably, after you finish the show, we could actually sort of bring the whole cast down. We could actually have the after show party in Lincoln.
Yeah. Amazing.
Go for that. It's fantastic. Kaylee Carr, you've been doing some research into Hayley. And,
yeah,
so Kaylee, Hayley. See what we're doing on this one.
Hayley, Hayley. I love it.
Well, Kaylee to Hayley. So, Kaylee, any questions for Hayley to start off with?
I'm a big fan of Dancing on Ice, and I just want to know what the experience was like for you, because when I was younger, I used to do quite a bit of ice skating, but I could never, ever do anything what you did. So
it was quite phenomenal. If you haven't gone to YouTube, go there now. It's amazing.
It was the best thing that I think I've ever done. It was absolutely incredible. And I couldn't skate at all when I started, and I wore elbow pads, knee pads, crash helmets, all sorts, because I just fell over all the time. And it was kind of a childhood dream, really. I've known Dan Whiston, my partner, since we were 12. And he always used to do the ice skating, and I was always at the dance school. And that's how we met when we were kids. And then, you know, 20-odd years later, they put us together in this TV show. So it was a dream come true for both of us. You can only imagine, you know, it was just an absolute amazing experience. I loved it.
We've had a number of interesting connections with Dancing on Ice, because at various times we've had contributors such as Colleen Nolan will be there. Obviously, our very own Angela Rippon was there and gave the very cutting remark about saying, when she was voted off in the first thing, well, it is called Dancing on Ice, when one of the judges said, it was too much like dancing, Angela. Well, it is called Dancing on Ice.
Yeah, exactly.
The judges
are, you know, what they are. It's for television, and it is a bit like a pantomime sometimes, and you just have to take it on the chin and go away and work on what they've asked for, and, you know, all of that. And I think I came out quite lucky. I didn't get too many bad comments.
That's because you'd have the sense, you know, it's going to be Bollywood on ice, and you're going to sort of make it go and rock and roll. Quite rightly so. I felt that I was transported into the whole sequence from that point of view. Clearly, people are rightly saying, right, where can we actually see Hayley Tamadon at present? We know she's in Scarborough. Well, she's actually taking part in John Godber's latest play. So share with us, what is John Godber, that lad from Hull, founder of the Hull Truck Theatre Company, what has he come out with for Yorkshire and the world to experience?
Well, this is a brand new play that John has written called Muddy Cows. And it's based on a women's rugby team. It's very, very funny, but quite moving in parts as well. There's a few teary moments. But it's just absolutely brilliant. And he is a legend, you know. I've always loved his writing since I was young. I read my first John Godber play when I was about 13. And since then, I thought, right, one day I'll work for this man. And it never happened. And then, weirdly, you know, I'm 36 now and it's happened. So it's great. It's a dream for me.
The nature of the universe, Hayley. You know, it just sort of folds
in.
It's all thing. You put it out there, the magic sort of works through. It's fantastic
you
stuff.
You think like me. You've read The Secret, haven't you?
Listen, Mike Dooley is one of our regular contributors, you know, so it all works together. Remember, thoughts become things. Choose the good
they
ones.
They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. So the play it's really good. It is based on women's rugby. It's all about the ups and downs of how basically men's rugby, they get everything, women get nothing. So we're playing in old shirts from the under 15 boys and, you know, know, none of our uniform matches, and we have to go out fundraising for money to earn money to get our own kit and things like that. So you'll see some funny old sights during this play. It's very, very good.
It works in every sense of the word. And just in case people actually were wondering, I wanted to just have a little smidgen of the secret. He's tooted off into a whole routine there. We were just getting a Mike Dulu siren promo there, and who knows, he just lost it momentarily. Never mind, he'll come back. The universe is there. It's astounding. Let's just press that button again and see what actually happens this time around.
Hi, this is Mike Dooley from Tut.com. I'm thrilled to be in the UK, and I'm thrilled to be part of the midweek drive on Siren FM.
Nice chap with
him. Wow, amazing.
Yeah, you see, Ed's met him personally. It's great.
That's so cool.
It's critical. You see, destiny, bringing it together. It was that call that you got from Lucy and the fabulous team at the DAA agency sort of thing. It obviously brought you onto the whole sequence. Let's move on.
Yeah, I have a good agent.
Exactly. Delilah Dingle. You know, some people might say it's a Tom Jones or in a scenario. Other people might say Emmerdale's finest from that point of view.
Oh, bless you. I do miss her. She was a good character to play.
Do you ever see she might come back? I mean, I'm working, as I say, with Graham Harper. At least I'm trying to sort of suggest we should actually have a massive soap star mashup in which you get characters from Coronation Street, EastEnders, and Emmerdale. Because let's face it, you know, they could exist in the same universe. Why shouldn't people cross over in various ways?
I would really love to be in EastEnders. Because there's no Northerners in EastEnders.
I've noticed that as well, Hayley, actually. You know, I feel it's a sad loss, because let's face it, Hayley, without us, who would civilise the Londoners?
Do you know what I mean? I know exactly. In London, there are Northern people, but, you know,
but
in
EastEnders,
there's no
Northern
Northerners.
Precisely, yeah. Ed, you spent time at Phoenix FM in Essex, you know, Lincoln Lads, civilising the folk down there. Surely you've got something to say about this.
And the whole of the southeast of England depends on us Northerners.
Exactly.
Yeah?
So that's what I'd like to do. I'd really like to, if I could cross over to any, it would be EastEnders I want to go in. But you know, as far as going back to Emmerdale, who knows? You just don't know what the future holds, do you? But right now, I'm happy, kind of moving forward and trying lots of different things and doing lots of different pieces. So it's really good.
Well, I mean, certainly the balance from Mamma Mia, from Boogie Nights, from Grease and Fame, from obviously The Royal. In fact, you know. Hey, I have just realised, even though, and I have to have words with DAA, they've actually spelt his Christian name incorrectly here, you were directed by our major friend Graham Harper in The Royal.
I absolutely love Graham Harper. You have no idea how that man gave me my first TV break. You're thinking of the same Graham Harper, right?
There is only one Graham Harper. He's done broadcast-a-thons with us. He is indeed one of our co-directors in every way. Ed, there is only one Graham Harper, is he not?
There is just the one.
Well, will you send him my love when you speak to him? Because he when I auditioned for him, it was my first little bit going into TV, and I was quite nervous. You know, I'd done a lot of musicals and stuff, and I sat in front of him and I read my piece, and he said, "Have you never done any telly?" And I said, "No." And he went, "I'm going to get you some TV. You're going to work in TV." And he did, and he gave me a part, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Well, just for yourself, Hayley.
You're listening to Alex Leftrup with Natasha Turney, Tiffany Freeman and Hannah O'Brien on the Midweek Drive.
Except, obviously, Natasha and Tiffany are doing other things at present, and it's Ed and Kaylee today. But it's just a thought that things are actually sorted through. That. So that's critical stuff from that point of view. So a man who sort of, I also say when I've seen him do film sets and various other bits and pieces, that he drives by enthusiasm alone from that point of view.
He's just lovely.
He absolutely does. And when, Alex, you were doing your Doctor Who conference as part of Lincoln Inspired.
Well, yes.
Graham was absolutely superb, a real hero, because some of our young reporters from Siren were interviewing him, and he was brilliant with them, wasn't he?
Exactly. That's right. Obviously.
Yeah, he's a good man. Yeah. Really nice man.
I've already sensed the next sort of sequel will need, depending, of course, on the answers to the two critical questions we're coming up to, Hayley, to actually sort of put together Hayley Tamerdon, Graham Harper, Alex Leftchuk, Ed Wellman special, I think. You know, we should work on that. For the benefit of the people who are wanting to actually access the fabulous world of the Stephen Joseph Theatre, etc., how long is the production of Muddy Cow actually performing there? Is there a tour likely? Can we see you? What's the sort of general line for accessing the play itself? Because obviously the backers, including John Godber, would like to promote it. So let's do that.
Yes, absolutely. We do. We need some more people to come and watch us. We're in Scarborough until the 31st of August. But you can look online on the Stephen Joseph website, because there's also another play on in rep with us, which basically means sometimes we have a few days off and another play goes on. So we're not on every single night of the week until the end of August, but we are here until the end of August. And then we go to Stoke for 2 weeks from the, I think it's the 3rd of September until the 14th or 15th. Mm-hmm. And then we have a week off, and then we go to Hull, and we do 3 weeks in Hull.
Presumably at the Hull Truck Theatre Company.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
So that'll be really exciting. I've never played there either, so that'll be really good.
Ex-England international rugby union player Maggie Deakin is about to step down as coach of the Muddy Cows, but there's a final crunch match to be played on a soggy Saturday in Yorkshire. Well, that's not very true to life, is it, really? You know, soggy Saturday in Yorkshire. Maggie rallies her team to take on the unbeatable New Zealand side, the Black Ferns. Postal battles play out on the pitch as a team of nurses, students, receptionists, lawyers and housewives fight to excel in what was once uniquely a man's world.
I play a solicitor. Believe it or not.
I can see that. I can see the legal aspect coming through from that point. I can see you channeling the Dingle family.
I'm not your average solicitor. She wants to play rugby for is so she can go out and get drunk every night. So my character's quite funny and quite larger than life, and she just goes out a lot and drinks.
That makes perfect sense. That just sorts the whole thing through. Hayley, it has been a joy almost unparalleled, and I feel again the Harper connection has been. Let's throw in a BAFTA line as well.
This is BAFTA award-winning director Graham Harper congratulating you on tuning into Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
He didn't want to do that, you know. He didn't want to do it because he didn't want to promote himself as a BAFTA award-winning director. But we'll do that. There we are.
Will you please send him my love?
I'll do. I shall get on the phone within the next 24 hours and pass that over thing all sort of through. So, two final questions for your good self, Hayley. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link on this, your Midweek Drive debut? So the next critical question is, can we look forward to welcoming you back again, either telephonically or, who knows, in person, in the not-too-distant future?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
A round of applause for Hayley Tamerton, please. Fantastic. And
bless
I think
you.
In
Thank
tribute
you.
To the superlative Dancing on Ice, which will be there forever, much as Angela Rippon's Dancing with Morecambe and Wise, obviously, is there forever from that sort of point of view, I think we go to this. Happy trails, Hayley.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay, from the excitement of featuring, of course, actress Hayley Tamerton and her Muddy Cows play, fresh, of course, from the tune that she danced to and won, of course, Dancing on Ice with, we move on now to a young lady who, I'm sure, it's only a matter of time before you're actually asked to appear on Dancing on Ice, after a fashion. It's the legend that is Michelle Monroe. How are you, Michelle?
Ask me, Alex. That doesn't mean I'll be able to get up.
Well, it's just a thought. I'm just putting it out there to see what actually happens.
Yes, I think me and ice wouldn't go very well together, and this has been my drink.
Nice. Yes, I see where you're going in that particular routine. Anyway, they grow on you, as Norman Collier once said, in various ways. They have marvellous things. What is the delight you've brought to us from your late father's back catalogue of joys this week?
Well, now, look, Alex, tonight's choice comes from one of my father's singles in 1965. It was originally written as Das Rosas, says by a Brazilian singer and composer, Dorival Caymmi, and later translated into English by American lyricist Ray Gilbert. Caymmi was a singer, songwriter, actor and painter, actor for more than 70 years, beginning in 1933. He contributed to the birth of Brazil's Bossa Nova movement, perhaps second only to Antony Carlos Jobim. Gilbert is probably best known as the lyric writer of Zippity-Doo-Doo-Dah from Disney's Song of the South. It was first recorded with its new lyric by Astrid Gilberto and then released as a top 40 US hit single by Andy Williams in March of 1965. My father recorded his version at Abbey Road Studios in July of the same year with the dream team of producer George Martin and arranger-conductor Johnny Spence. The original Brazilian title of the song, Translation, literally means of roses, but Gilbert used a little artistic license, and in English called the song And Roses and Roses.
Every day I sent another present, just to let her know how very much I care. I wrote a little love note with each present, but it didn't seem to get me anywhere. My poor worried heart was almost certain that this love affair would never be. Then I sent a dozen yellow roses. From that moment, she belonged to me. Of love. Of love.
And we've had a Facebook message from Nikki Wells, who's just tuning in to Siren FM from Midweek Drive with the team. A little late, with apologies. School holidays have totally turned everything upside down today. Interesting song choice so far. I thought that was superlatively wonderful. What did you make of that, Kaylee Carr?
Yeah, it was all right. It was different taste.
Do you think your parents might have appreciated that?
I think they will have, yeah.
I wonder if they're still tucked away in their car, actually sort of listening to the radio in the background.
Probably not.
You don't think so? I don't know.
Hopefully.
See, these parents, I mean, I bet, you know, your parents, Michelle, if they'd sort of said they were going to listen to you on air, they would have genuinely listened to you on air, not sort of pretended they were listening on air.
Oh, no, they were very good at things like that.
Exactly, very critical. And a steady routine. Next week, of course, it's the Michelle Monroe button that gets pressed once again.
I'm afraid it is.
There we are.
Royal Caribbean, and I'm off to the Mediterranean. At last, some sunshine after 9 weeks of a freezing condition.
Well,
I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I know secretly you like the Arctic cruises, you know, the fjords and the things from that part of
you. Thermal underwear was made for, I'm sure.
So it's going to be Richard Moore's selection plus a whole heap of other goodies as we sort of head through the rest of the summer, I would have thought, really, from that point of view.
Well, I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's all right then. That's very good. So
not,
not,
too,
yes. No,
not
exactly.
Too long without me. Maybe you'll find my jingle when I come back.
Okay. Let's see if we can actually sort of ask Mr. Computer now before we go off to Los Angeles for the second hour of the show and speak to the fabulous Rachel Warby, the music artistic director, former First Lady of West Virginia, Charlotte Fortune, who's actually over in Los Angeles at this moment, and of course Phil Leonis, who'll be talking about how we're just about a couple of weeks away, actually less, August, the beginning of August, where production starts on The Lady Killers. So a whole heap of other things there. And it's just a generally sort of truly wonderful stuff. No, Mr. Computer's decided, no, we can't find it. But we will hunt. We will hunt for that jingle. And
yes, I think it's been lost, actually.
No, things are never lost. They're just temporarily mislaid. I've told you about this before, Michelle.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to, you know, address the whole sequence and things sort of will work through in their own unique, inimitable way.
I get messages on my email. And it was a fan who mentioned they hadn't heard it for absolute weeks.
What, the jingle?
Yeah.
Well, if it's a fan, and obviously we should really identify this, because I think it's very critical that the fans are identified and sorted through on that. You know, it gives them their whole routine. We will do our best to make sure that the thing actually sort of works its way through, because it's
I don't think it's the end of the world, Alex. It's just a comment that was made, and I suddenly thought, actually, I think she might be right.
That's right, yeah. Got your Shane Rimmer jingle coming up. I've got your Natalie Tuck, Liz Brewer. I've got your William Sitwells. I've got your Katie Grimmersons. I've got your Annette Andres and your Fiona Hardinghams.
You know, Alex, you'll just have to make a new one.
Well, I think so. I think we'll get on the case. Coming up next, we'll be speaking to Rachel Warby, music artistic director, a truly wonderfully talented soul. I mean, just briefly, and I think obviously it's a fantastic scenario here. She's won the Spirit of Achievement from the
Albert Einstein College, the Women of Excellence Award. Wow. She's worked with Jesse Jackson, Andrew Young, Bob Woodward, Taylor Branch, Harry Belafonte. I think
well, she hasn't done much then.
No. There you go.
But wonderful accolades.
Michelle, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
Alex, how can it be anything but?
Oh, I mean, one of our co-presenters, Ed Wellman, has just walked out. We don't know. Was it something Kayleigh said? Was it the comment about the shirt? I don't know. Still, hopefully, the return. Can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
Yes, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Not too long, but I've still got some wonderful choices while I'm away.
I can tell you that. I can vouch they are wonderful, wonderful choices. In a wonderful, wonderful show here on Siren 107.3 FM. Happy trails, Michelle.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.